What's going on, my beautiful people? What is going on? Thank y'all for tuning in to episode 100. We're talking about the power of the lash, baby. The power of the lash is real. Y'all been asking me. Y'all been DMing me when y'all see I drop them power of the lash tips for my ladies. And y'all keep asking me what's the power of the lash. Joanne wrote me, I think that was Tuesday, and she asked me about it. And I told her about it. And I said, you know what? I need to drop a power of the lash episode. So a lot of people, when they hear power of the lash, they've been wondering, like, what is it? They've been asking me. So we're going to start this off. I'm going to ask two people what they think when they hear the power of the lash. Because the power of the lash is real. All right, Shea, I'm going to start with you. When you hear the power of the lash, what comes to mind?
The power behind the eyes.
The power behind the eyes.
How you look at somebody, how you get shit done by just looking at people. Can I curse? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just the power how you look and get stuff done.
Okay. Okay. Okay, too. What you think about the power of the lash? When you hear power of the lash, what comes to mind?
The look behind somebody's eyes, the story that can come from it. Okay. Could be anything, but it tells a story.
The power of the lash is real. So y'all make sure y'all tune in episode 100. We're gonna get this thing started. Thank y'all for tuning in. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on all platforms and the Priceless Motivation. Don't forget to get that 1186 Real Life Teaching Water to get you fixed. And you burn me a brand ambassador. Thanks for tuning in. What y'all got going on? Hey, you got you some wine? Or you got you some water? You know, Jesus turned water into wine. Oh, what y'all know about that Ari Lennox? Oh, it's my girl. Hey.
Need some recalls. Stop and see if he asks how you in the corner. I was looking up.
Come on, yeah, I know I can't play music on that no more. You ain't gonna reach out my people, so you know. Let's go.
Tired of waiting.
Ooh, what y'all know about
that? Tired of waiting.
Hey,
see, listen, baby,
Hold on. Yo, come on, get this on our.
Said, listen, baby, I don't want to be in love this fight. Is you gonna judge me if I fuck you for?
Oh, we're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. Episode 100. Welcome, 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 welcome. And thank y'all for tuning in to Toxic Priceless Motivation. Y'all know it's just a voice, no visual. Wow. All right. Hope y'all got y'all 1186 Real Life Teaching Water. Or you got you some wine. I got me some water. I'm going to try to keep this thing short now. Mm-hmm. Let's take us a sip. I got some water and some wine. We're going to try to keep this thing short. We're going to try to keep it short. Today was a busy day, okay? I got off work and I had to do so many things and I just didn't expect to do all that, you know? And Gordon was just at that job. But, you know, I gave her a great massage and, you know, she sleep. That's another part of the power of the lash. All right, so check this out, right? So I've been always saying the power of the lash, the power of the lash. So I had a couple people deal with me. They asked me about the power of the lash. The power of the lash. So when you say you got to be like the power of the lash, you know, you got to wink your lash. And I told them what it was, but originally this episode came about because I used to have, I still say I have it, we're just not really doing too much in the moment right now, but I got some ideas. So I had a sex development / self-confidence class, right? And in that class, you know, I had majority of older women. I still had a range of my age and things and whatnot, but I had a range of older women. And we was working on confidence, and we was working on so many other things that you would suspect or, you know, just assume that someone of that caliber would know. But everybody, they don't know everything, you know. So we start getting into a lot of things and start digging deep. And then as I started doing the class, you know, I was dating this older gentleman, and, you know, it was a good time. Shout out to him. You know who you are. Price is motivation. And so I was being shown so many different things. And as I was being shown things, I was learning how to maneuver, and I was learning how to, use and project my power, the feminine side and the femininity, you know, and learning the power of it and learning how, you know, how deep it ranges and understanding my role as a woman. So I would say he brought it out more, and I was able to embrace, you know, embrace the things that I had to fix, embrace the things that I had to work on, embrace dropping my pride and my ego when it came to that. I already dropped my pride and my ego when it came to just me being a person and starting to accept things and, you know, work on myself, because y'all know I did the mind work, baby. You know, it takes mind work. Okay. You got to do the mind work. Let me see what. You got to do that mind work or it ain't going to be right. Hey, hold on. Let me let this. Yeah. Hey, come on, man. What? So check this out. You know, the mind work is very, very prevalent. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just give y'all, I'm going to pretty much run down just a couple. And the thing is, I'm not going to go into too much detail, because like I said, I never try to hold y'all too long. But you know, sometimes we just be talking, you know, it's just a conversation. Power of the Latch. It's real, baby. It's real. And I want to get into it because I want a lot of, it's mind work on the outside when you're working on yourself. And this exudes from, you know, relationships to businesses to friendships and everything else as well, because it's, and when you start to know your role and you know your place and you know your power. Women, we are so powerful. It doesn't make no sense how powerful we are and the certain genes that we carry that nobody else in the world carry. And we don't know a lot of this stuff about ourselves. So we don't know how to activate our power, and we don't understand how the power of the lash is real. So the power of the lash is basically me having to play on the eyelash being a feminine product or a feminine representation. You know, when it comes to a woman, when you hear eyelash, a man has eyelashes and a woman wears eyelashes, and we also have our natural lashes. So when you hear, you think more on the woman side, you think more on the feminine side, right? And so that's a play on basically just saying the power of the lash, the power of knowing how to operate in your femininity. Okay. You know, being able to know how powerful you are as a woman, right? So I was going to do a class. I still might do a class. We can do a class. We can do a book. We can do a short film. I got so much information wrote down, like it don't even make sense. And, a book that I want y'all to read, I think by Robert Greene, is called The Art of Seduction. I need y'all to read that book for me too, okay? Take a note right now, The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene. Shout out to all them robbers out there. I know a few robbers. So check this out, right? You know, first things first, we want to drop pride and ego. When we're trying to operate in that power, we want to drop pride in the ego. You have so many benefits behind dropping the pride and dropping the ego, because now you're able to receive information better. You're able to allow people to play their role. Okay. When you're not trying to be everybody and everything, then you start learning how to naturally lay back. You starting to learn how to naturally just, and I hate to use this word because the word has a negative connotation, and I'm going to talk about that as well. But you learn how to naturally compromise. I say that because I don't want to say submit, because so many people take that word wrong when submissiveness comes from males and females. Everybody submits because you just really compromising and knowing your role and knowing your place and bagging up and letting the other person have their time and knowing their role and knowing their place. Okay. So we got to stop that too. All right. Let's stop that. That negative connotation with submitting, is nothing wrong with that. Men do it all the time. If they know you good in this area and they know you finna throw down in the kitchen and you say, baby, get out of the kitchen. Okay, mama got this. A man gonna just back up because he know you got it. He trusts what you're saying. So that trust plays a real, real important factor in you allowing somebody to just step into their role that they are naturally made for. Okay, you got to trust that person, so you just can't go pick up no dusties. Shout out to Cheryl. Okay, sprinkle, sprinkle. You know what? So you're going to drop that pride and that ego. That's the first thing. So if that's something that you haven't worked on, that's something that you have to tap into. Dropping pride and dropping ego, it's a you thing. This has nothing to do with a man. And these are things that I want you to understand that, we're working on self. You're working on self, becoming your best self so you can operate in that energy the best you can. And then it exudes onto relationships, friendships, businesses, alive, and all those things like that. Okay? Because the power of the lash is real. Practice motivation. So let me take a sip. Then we're going to go on to, after you dropping your pride and your ego, understanding how important it is to know how to stroke people's ego, compliment people, and don't do it, with looking for anything in return. Okay. And I want to say shout out to Shell and Tip too. They on the beginning of the intro. Shout out to Shell. Shout out to Tip. I ain't going to go say y'all whole name, but I appreciate y'all for that today. They're my girls. So we're talking about stroking ego. You really have to understand that you can't have pride and you can't have ego to understand that I can stroke somebody's ego and it don't cost me nothing. It's free to uplift. That's one of the highest honors in life, to uplift man, to uplift your brother, to uplift your sister. And you do it with ease when you fool. You do it with ease when you love yourself. You do it with ease when you know who you are. That's why I say from the beginning, you got to drop that pride and drop that ego. When you learning and you loving on yourself, it's easy to love on people. It's easy to give to people because you're so full. You've done the work. But when people are not full and they haven't done the work, it's hard. It's like pulling a teeth for them to compliment somebody. It's like pulling a teeth for them to accept the compliment. That's a whole other conversation for another day, child. We ain't going to get into that. Because there's a lot of people that can't even accept simple compliments. That's another thing. It's men and women. And I cannot stand that. But it takes work. Again, it takes work, right? So learning how to stroke people's ego, and even if it's coming to your man, we're going to just drop it right there. If it's going to come to that, learning how to stroke ego, knowing the times when to cut up and make sure he's feeling good and make sure he's feeling high and mighty. Because you don't understand the benefits. It comes with benefits. And like I said, we're not doing it on the regular to look for anything back. But this is something that this is a pattern. Like, you're supposed to be doing this. You're supposed to uplift your man. You're supposed to make him feel like that deal. Because when he feel like that deal, a man splurges and show out and shows his wealth through his woman. Okay? He shows it through his woman. So that's just one benefit. Like I said, he gonna show it through. That's one benefit, one main benefit that comes with that. Like, you gotta know how to make your man feel good. He had a long day. You got to know how to drop your pride and your ego and put whatever you had to the side so he can feel like almighty. Okay? Like the king he is. Okay? And if you got one, you got to do what you got to do. Because everybody ain't got that caliber of man. Amen. Practice motivation. Next up, we're going to hit on reciprocity. Okay. Reciprocity. A lot of y'all didn't know what reciprocity means to Lauryn Hill City. Okay. Reciprocity. A lot of people, they don't understand that, this energy is coming my way and I need to give it back, because a lot of people, they are selfish. But when you dropping pride and you dropping ego, which is the first step, we're going to keep going back to that, because dropping that pride and ego is so important in life. And it helps you so much in relationships, because you're able to bag up. and you're able to compromise. You're able to back up and look at the situation in a better perspective. Giving back. When you're receiving king treatment, you're giving queen treatment. Okay? Because fellas, I know some of y'all listen to this too. You know, when he's doing what he should be doing, ladies, you got to do what you should be doing. With no questions asked, he don't need to be having to tell you. Same thing with that. And I always say, if you love somebody, you'll learn. If this man is massaging you and he's rubbing you and he's doing what you need, whatever you need to learn how to. And I tell this all the time. Go get that organic coconut oil from the health food store across the street from KLC and Five Points West, okay? And learn how to massage. It's edible too. Priceless motivation. Get you some lavender oil, okay? Get you some lavender oil. That's at the health food store too. You can get some Amazon or iHerb. And learn how to, you got to put that back. If somebody is pouring into you, put it back. Same thing in friendships and everything. These rules apply in a lot of things in life, okay? But we focus on the power of the lash, okay? Flutter the lash and get the cash. I'm just playing by that price of motivation, but I'm not playing though. So you got to learn how to pour back. If somebody's pouring back into you, you have to be selfless. You know, you don't want to be around people that's selfish, because when you're around people that's selfish and you're a selfless person, oh, they're going to drain you. They're going to drain you. And when you keep doing for them, they're going to feel obligated. And when you keep doing for them, they're going to feel entitled. And when you keep doing for them, they're going to feel like you always got your cup full. That's why you can always pour into theirs when you really on E. When you really on E. So you got to get out of there. Okay? But ladies, I'm talking to y'all. That reciprocity is key. That energy is key. Okay? You got to give back. Okay? Next, we're going to talk about the damsel in distress. You know, men like to be used. They just don't like to be misused. Okay. Let's say it again. Men like to be used. They like to feel like men. They like to feel mighty. They like to feel high. They like to be the head. They are the head. Okay. And we the backbone, you know, the head. And that's what you have to understand, that you the backbone, and the head and the neck, it really can't do too much without that. But you still got to know your place and play your role. Okay? So that damsel in distress, you know, you helpless. Everything that you need, here, do this. Can you help me with this, baby? Can you open this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Because that's how I do y'all daddy. Practice motivation. I hate to be giving away these secrets, but hey, I got to tell you, because I got to let you know, because I want you to understand that it's important for you to know your power, and it's important for you to know how to distribute your power properly. Okay? It's very, very important. And the thing about you being the damsel in distress and you being here, now you create a space where he's going to know, he's going to always jump in, and that's his part. And then you're going to always be able to sit back, and you're going to always be able to allow yourself that much needed time to just be able to not do the heavy stuff, not do the strenuous stuff. You're not going to have to do all that. You're not going to have to do all that. Because you're dealing with somebody who's already set the tone. You've already set that tone to let him know, I need help, baby. Help me, okay? I can't do it. I can't do it. Priceless motivation, okay? So you, that damsel in distress, that helpless role, you know, knowing that a man loves to be used but not misused, right? Okay. All right. Oh. What y'all know about the internet? We got to get up in now with a little bit of that. Ooh. Y'all don't know about the internet. Y'all ain't grown like that. Ooh. Listen to that bass. I know you love me. All right, we just had to take us a little music break real quick. But next up, you gotta, you know, you gotta listen. And you gotta listen well. You know, like I said, and I'm not gonna go real deep. I got a lot wrote under these. I got bullet points, you know, that I can give y'all, but I'm gonna just give y'all the surface, because these off the head. I'm doing this off the head, and I know already. You got to listen well. And the reason you got to listen well is because when a man starts opening up and when he starts talking to you, when he starts trusting you to a level that he confides in you like that, you got to be quiet. Okay? You got to just be quiet. You know? And then you put a little of that physical touch in there. Because that's going to ease it on out of him. You know, it's going to ease whatever it is on out of him. It's just like you burping a baby. Is you burping up and you hitting that spot right there. Keep hitting that spot. So as he talking to you and whatever it is he got to say to you, and you might do, you add a little physical touch, or you might just go pour him some, you know, pour him some yike. I'm going to tell your daddy likes some yike. I pour your daddy some yike and, you know, get him a crystal, you know, and he light him a cigar, and then it come on out. You know, so when you preparing to listen, you got to make sure you're listening well, because then and then when he starts to open up to you for real, you know, you got to hit him with certain counter questions every now and then to make him, you know, to make him think that he going to really love, you know, she listening to me. She got me thinking. Okay. He love when you make him think. All right. You know, ponder him a little bit, get him. I had never thought about it like that. When a man say something like that, then he be like, okay, yo, I see you, girl. So you got to make him think, but you have to be a great listener, because those counter questions and those things that you're going to throw back at him so he can, you know, think about it and start standing on a different process. It's going to come from you. You know, he's going to start shaping up and you know what? You're right. You know what? You know this and you know that. But just know when you just need to listen to, you know, just know when you just need to shut up. And then we ain't going to sugarcoat it. Okay. We don't sugarcoat nothing around here. Just know when you need to just be quiet and shut up, because there is a time where you just need to shut up. There is a time when we just be doing too much. You know what I'm saying? I know I can vividly remember me just talking too much, you know, just talking too much. It was somebody I didn't really respect like that, but I just knew I just needed to shut up. But at the time, my pride and my ego wouldn't let me do it, baby. I just had that pride and that ego. It was too heavy. Okay. So just know you got to be a great listener. You got to be able to listen very, very well in all circumstances. Okay. I mean, if it hurts you, it probably put a knot in your chest to shut up, but you better shut her up. Shut it up. Okay. Next up, right. You really, really have to be detailed, with a man, you know, pay attention. You got to pay attention to the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the, you know, what's going on with the family, the patterns, the cycles. You know, you got to pay attention to all that, because you can bring so much out of him that he don't know. You know, you pay attention to him so much that you can show him a new side to him that, you know, he didn't even know existed. Because you're paying attention. Now you know what he needs. You know how to, you know, cater to him in ways that he never knew he needed. But these things come from when you pay attention to what he needs, pay attention to what he hasn't had, what he isn't used to. You know, you start really, really tuning in and paying attention. I mean, it gets so far where you can take notes. You know, you can get your little black book. If this your man, you know, if this your man, now you get your little black book and take some notes on him. You know, these are things that I got a vision for my man. You have a vision for your man and things that you want to see him better in. You might want to see him go, you know, do more adventurous things, and you start gearing towards that, you know, but it comes with you being a change. Okay. So you pay attention and make sure you pay attention to all the details about him, because that's how you're going to be a good gift giver. You know, you be a good gift giver. You know about the self-care things that he need when you pay attention. Really, man don't have to tell you too much, okay? He got to tell you too much, because men are, you know, them real men, the men that I like, they're a man of not many words, okay? You just got to pay attention. Oh, you got to pay attention, baby. That right. Can I get an amen? I need you to make a way, and you've done so many times before. Yeah, Lord, open that door. But you definitely got to be detailed, you know, as far as the details and paying attention, that is very, very important. Next up, learn how to cater your approach, ladies. Learn how to cater your approach. A old man told me this, and it's a wise old man. And he said, when you're trying to talk to your man about something, we got to leave the approach of, I need to talk to you. Where you at? Because we need to talk. He said, you got to throw that away, baby. He said, you got to throw that away. I said, yes, sir. I'm looking at the man. You know, he just looking at me directly. And he wanted me to get this message because it was the way it was delivered to me. It came out of nowhere. He said, that's the problem with them young guys. And when you cater your approach, and what I mean by catering your approach is, and this is exactly what he told me, y'all. He said, let me get a sip of water because this right here, we going to dig deep a little bit on it. Hope y'all got your 1186 Real Life Teaching Water. If you just tuning in, this is episode 100, The Power of the Lash, Operating Your Feminine Energy, and just knowing the range of your power as a woman, okay? Go get 1186, right? He said, when you want to talk, all you have to do is say, like, baby, I need help with this. You can help me with this a little later on. I need you to help me with something, trying to figure something out, you know, some of that nature. And what I want to tell you now, this is my own stank I put on it. Because when you're catering your approach, because a man is shut down. You know a man is shut down. He going to his shell. Shout out to them counselors. If he a counselor, he going to go to his shell. He going to come back out. No, but seriously, you know, you got to cater your approach because they are kind of one-track minded. It takes them a long time to think about things. So you don't want to bombard. So what you want to do is you want to set the mood. In life, a lot of things are easy when you learn how to set the mood. Dishwashing may be something you don't like, but when you light up a Nog Shumper, or when you light up, shout out to Free. Free put me on them Nog Shumper. Free got her own incense, Free Smoke. I need y'all to get them. When you light you an incense or burn you a candle from babe, you know, whatever you want to do. And then you put you on some music that suits you. And you know, and then you wind down before you do it. You know, so you say, I'm going to wash these dishes, but I'm going to set the mood. Learn that mood setting in life is life, okay? Mood setting in life is life. Mood say, that's what I do with your dad. I set the mood. You know, that's why he loved me, because I set the mood. You know, I get him calm. I get him relaxed. If he need a massage, I give him a massage, you know? I have what he need waiting for him. And then when he gets in that great mood and his energy is like whatever, is welcoming. It's like, bring it to me. I be like, well, I need $1,500 to, okay, why you ain't tell me early? I need, because now the okays, they come so easy because you set the mood, the ambiance of the conversation is different. Versus you saying, we need to talk because I'm just tired of this shit. I'm just tired of, it's not going to be like that. Okay, so mood setting is a very, very essential thing when you want something done. You know, it's going to come to you pretty easy once you set the mood and you've catered your approach. That's called catering your approach. You got to know who you're dealing with. You got to know how to come, and you got to come correct. And you got to be selfless, because in the back end, it's something that you want. It's something that you want done. So you're getting something out of it. So you got to come in not being selfish, thinking about yourself. I'm mad, so I'm just coming in and talk to him anyway. Or I'm mad at her, so I'm going to just come in talking to her. You need to start getting your kids better. You need to start doing that. You don't come at people like that. You know, we always missing messages because of the messenger. And I hate that in life, because sometimes people need to hear stuff raw. But when you talking about your significant other and you talking about y'all on the next level and y'all don't fuss at each other and y'all don't argue at each other and y'all don't holler at each other and y'all don't do those things. You talking about peace, baby. And you trying to maintain that. And you're going to be the bigger person. And you're going to set the mood. Ooh, you got to know about mood setting, baby. I'm going to vibe settle, okay? Let's go. Oh, we grown for mirrors right here. Pick up and roll the dice, read in between the lines. I know you love me. Yes. Oh. We can book a flight, wake up in paradise. Come on. Ooh. So, yeah, you got to set the mood, baby. You got to set the mood. You got to do it real smooth. You got to do it real nice. And you will definitely get what you need. You know, a little mood setting go a long way. Priceless motivation, a little manners will take you a long way, too. So, we're going to hit on next with the ladies, you know, operating. You look good. You feel good. You know, when you feel good, you know, you're going to play good. When you play good, they're going to pay good. Hello. Prime time, baby. You know, you got to keep that thing spicy. You know, stay a lady. You know, keep the glam. And even if the glam ain't for you. A cute little gloss, you know, a cute little this, a cute little that. Just don't lose you. Don't lose you. how he saw you, how he got you. We want to maintain. That's why everything is important from our exercise to us staying active and having our own social life as well. Okay, let me repeat that. Having your own social life, not being all wrapped up around in this man all day. You need to have your own motion. You need to have your own motion. Okay? Because he met you as a hustler. He met you as a go-getter. He liked your style. He liked what you was bringing to the table. He liked that splint ass. Okay? You had that splint ass when you met him, and he liked it that, and you have to maintain that. Don't introduce people to vibes that you can't maintain. Don't introduce people to looks that you can't look and stay the same. I mean, you're going to spice it up, but don't lose you. Don't get so wrapped up that y'all going through so much that you lose you. You got to keep that thing spicy. And this for the fellas too. If she met you and you kept that haircut and you was smelling good and you dressed, don't lose you. Because fellas be thinking that they can't lose themselves too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all lose y'all job too. You know, we don't just have no mom bar. Y'all have dad bars too. Okay? I said, okay. Y'all following that line too. Y'all biological clock, it run out. Things run out with y'all too. It's not just one way. And that's what I want us to know. All of these things happen to both of us. That's why we here to compromise with each other, because we need each other. So when you operate in the power of the lash and you understanding that, how important that femininity is, and to keep that thing sweet, to keep that thing soft, to keep that thing sexy, to move and, you know, in a beautiful way, because you are beautiful. It matters. All right. It matters how he going to treat you, because if you moving like him and, you know, and you out here being a man just like him and you don't understand how to operate in the range of your power, you're not going to get that treatment. And this is what we have to understand. You show people how to treat you. You looking good, and he used to you looking good. He know he got to keep your, where my nail money at? Where my hair money at? Where his money at? Where that money at? You know, and I ain't saying it's just all about getting the money. But when you flutter the lash, you get the cash. When you operate in that feminine energy, you know, it's easy for him to give, because his role as a man, he understands that giving and making sure that he's providing for you, it comes natural because you're operating in the energy you're supposed to be operating in. So therefore, his role and his energy that he's operating in, it comes easy. It's natural. It comes natural. Okay, giving you something he can feel. I'm giving to let him know this love is real. Okay, that's how you got to do. You got to keep it spicy, baby. Keep looking good. You know, if your workout regimen fell off or whatever, still make sure you're dressing the part and looking cute and doing what you got to do. You know, make sure that thing is spicy, because that's what he need. That's what he like. That's what he like. That's what he like. I'm almost through with y'all. I ain't gonna hold y'all for too much longer. And I got so many that I can hit on, but I'm just give y'all a little bit, because I just wanted to touch on it so y'all can understand where I'm coming from. Okay, next up, you know, you got to make sure you know what this man like. You got to make sure you know what he like. You know, these are things before you start getting into love. You know, these are things when you are in like, you know, because that conversation is so prevalent. It's so prevalent because now you have somebody that you're interested in, you know, and the y'all have a level of being intrigued by one another. And you're asking him all of the small things, you know, do he like lingerie on women? Do he like this? Do you like, you know, what the colors of, you know, polish on the toes, you know, you know, do you like your leftovers? Do you like, you know, your food to be in the oven, wrapped up in the microwave, on top of the stove? All of these things, because now y'all are in very like. You know, y'all really like each other, because these little things are what's going to make you stand out in ways that nobody else probably has. You care about the little things. You know, the man probably had a long day, but you remember that he liked Nutter Butter Bars. You walk in the door with a Nutter Butter Bars and his favorite cigar. His eyes gonna light up. You know, his admiration from you is gonna grow and it's gonna glow. And trust me, I know cause I've been there. Been there, done that, got gun, got scrapped. Fa-fa. Okay? So, the thing about it is, you know, paying attention in those ways and knowing what he likes so you can keep doing those things, you know, and understanding that he needs to know what you like so he can keep doing those things. And the thing about knowing what somebody like and you know, wanting them to make sure they keep these things up is that you got to make sure you keeping them up with your own self. That's the thing. Don't lose sight of you. Don't lose sight of you, because continuously for him to see how you treat yourself, for him to see how you keeping yourself up, for him to see your hustle, for him to see your grind, for him to see how you love yourself, he can't come. He got to come correct. He not going to come to you nothing with nothing less, because he know how you coming. He know how you feel about your children. He not going to never slack on your children. He know how you feel when it comes to being on time. He not going to never slack with no not being on time. Because you've maintained these vibes about yourself. You're maintaining these things. He knows what you like. He knows what you love. You know what he like. You know what he love. You got to take pride in continuing to be whatever you need to be so that can mesh in that right there. When that stand on that level right there and both of y'all doing y'all thing, it's different. Because it ain't too many out here that's going to fight to keep that thing going and compromise and keep that up. You can't have no pride and no ego, though. It go back to number one. It's so essential to drop your pride and your ego and love and operating that feminine energy. And when he's operating his masculine energy, he knows he's the man. You knows he the man. But when he ain't got no pride and no ego, when he come to hear boo-boo, it's different. Is different. Okay. So when you knowing what he like and he's knowing what you like, you got to make sure that you understand, you know, you the cream of the crop, ladies. You know, it just is what it is. We are so powerful as women. Men are so powerful too, but I'm speaking from a woman's perspective because we're talking about what we're talking about. You know, today you got to clarify. Good, you said you one-sided. You talking about that blah, because y'all know I don't play about it. You know, I ain't finna dress it. I say what I say, and I stand on it, okay? Standing on business. Shout out to King. Standing on business, because I wanted to be outside the gate, playing outside. You know what I'm saying? We're going to stand on the business. So, you got to understand you being the cream, you know, you the pick of the pick, you the cream of the crop. You are up there. Okay. So a lot of things will make you below that. And when you a queen, you don't come off your throne with the little things like the insecurities. And this is why you have to love yourself. Okay. Because you are up there. Note this, ladies. You have to operate and understand that you are up there. You know, the man was just walking around, just operating on his own. And God said, hey, you need somebody else. You need somebody to make it make sense. You need somebody to help you put it all together and box it up with a pretty bow on top of it so we can deliver it in the right hands and get it to the right people and make it shake the way it need to shake. So you that cream of that crop. So all of the pettiness and the insecurities and things of that nature, you got to work on loving you, okay? You got to work on loving you so that these things won't play a role in you coming off your throne. Your man don't like to see that. Your man don't like to see that another woman speak to you and then now you all up in arms. You up there. He proposed to you. He married you. He looks at you. He's with you. Okay? So despite what you and him go through, because y'all are going to go through things, you're going to have highs, you're going to have lows, you the pick, you the cream of his crop. You the apple of his eye. Crunch. You up there. It don't get no better than you. And that's what you got to understand, and you got to digest that. So all of those games and the pettiness, the insecurities, to not knowing, you know, the reassurance is cute, you know, and okay. But don't try to flood nobody with reassurance. That's when you got to work on self. Because anybody that has to be reassured to where a level where it's just like, okay, he telling you and, you know, he's showing you now, but it's you pulling from a deeper place. That's a you problem, baby. Okay, that ain't no he problem. And same thing for fellas. You know, if you looking for her to just, you want her mind, body, and soul to the point where she got to reassure you all day, that's a you problem. That's self-love. That's more on a basis where you got to make sure you're giving yourself more. You know, that's a basis where you got to come down and start learning, you know, to love you, because they can't do all that. But those insecurities and those things that you know that make you look ugly when your man can't have a conversation with another woman, and now you looking up the woman on Facebook, and now you coming to the lady as a woman, and now you doing all that stuff. We done. We past that. We past that. We past that. You let these men, let these men be men. Men are visual creatures, you know, and that's something that we got to understand, because we're visual creatures. We love looking at me. I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to look. He's going to look. We going to look. Okay? So you get mad that a man is looking, but a man has invested that time, and a man has invested, you know, those hours and that love and everything else in you. It's stop it. Stop it, okay? I'm here to tell you, stop it today. It's ugly. If you don't think that a man is going to look, and he's a visual person, and you're a visual person, and you got eyes sitting right there. You got eyes sitting right here on the front of your face, okay? You know you're going to look. He's going to look as well, and nothing is wrong with that. You know, you got to be bigger than that. You gotta build your mind to be bigger than that, because y'all going to work through things, and y'all going to have things to go on. But little stuff like that, little insecurities and you know, things like that, we got to work on that. We got to work on that. We got to love ourselves, because things like that, that's nothing. And I want you to know that. Because long as you on your game, like I told you, keeping that thing spicy, understanding that you the cream of the crop, keeping your cream and cropness together. These are things you have no worries about. Because just like a man can look at a woman, other men are looking at you too, baby. Because guess what? You what? You look good. You feel good. You feel good. You play good. You play good. They pay good. You stay up on you. So you don't have to worry about that. Because just like a man, he can look at whoever he want to look at. And if he want them, he can go on too. But you up on you. So this is not something that's going to, you going to be, and you going to go through heartbreak and heartache. But you're not going to be sitting around here like, because you that deal too. Okay? Know that. Precious motivation. We both that deal. But you stay up on yourself, so you will never have to be down and sunk down and got to pick yourself back up. And now you got to build your confidence over. Now you got self-esteem issues. And you got to build your, you don't want to do that. Now, I can say I've never been a part of that crowd, but I know plenty of people. And they had to start from scratch and rebuild, because he tore them down so much and so much and so much. But they was losing themselves in the process. They stopped hanging around their friends. They stopped having a social life. They kicked everybody to the side because of the relationship. But not knowing that in the end, you know, those very things that you start to neglect, those are the very things that you're going to start having to need and have to start build back up from scratch. And you don't want to have to do that. So you maintain all the while. And it ain't easy. It ain't easy, but we build forward. Okay? You build forward. Price is motivation. You understand me? So next up. Ooh. What y'all know about that Masigo? Let's go. Ooh. That's grown folks music too. Come on, Masigo. Oh. Yes. Oh. That y'all know about that. Y'all don't be knowing about that for real. Sip on some yak with your dad at the lake and listen to some. Ooh, we don't need no words. So next up, and we probably gonna go ahead and end it with this, because I didn't hear y'all. I didn't hear y'all for real. But these are things that I really want you to ponder on. I really want you to understand, because I got a whole bunch of more, but I'm just giving y'all a little bit because I want you to understand about the power of the lash, okay? If you're just tuning in, go get that 1186 Real High Teaching Water. We're talking about the power of the lashes operating in your feminine energy, knowing the range of your feminine energy and knowing how powerful we are as ladies and what we're capable of and what we can do when we allow ourselves to operate correctly. Okay, practice motivation. So what you want to make sure that you are, never too comfortable, okay? Never too comfortable. You still want to keep a little of that, a little mystique, a little aloofness, you don't want to be super available. Well, like I told you, your social life still matters. Some men actually come on in. I dated a guy. Let me tell y'all this scenario. And that's all he was wanting to know, because he had a certain status about himself, and he used to want to know like what I was doing as far as social life was concerned. And when I was really not able to talk to him and I had stuff to do and this is just, and he was like, oh, so you really be, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I know you don't think I'm just waiting around and waiting on your call, sir. You know, I like talking to you. You have great conversation, but I'm not waiting around on your call. I'm moving too. You know, I got people to see, I got places to be, I got things to do as well. And so keeping that social life, never being too available, never being too comfortable, making sure you stay on your toes, ladies. That's essential. That's very, very essential, because like I told you, losing yourself in the process don't end well. Losing yourself in the process and then expecting a man to just pick you all the way up and, well, you know, I just lost myself and I'm feeling like this and I'm feeling like that. And I'm a woman. You know what I mean? And I felt like when I had my baby, my postpartum was going on, I felt like that, but I kept fighting. And everybody ain't me. You see what I'm saying? And I understand that. So that's why I want you to understand why it's important not to get too comfortable. Don't get too comfortable. Do things that, you know, take your trips and make sure you still having a life for you. Okay, and he gonna love that too, because that missing him factor, going and doing your own thing and him missing you and where you at and pulling up and all this and all that, you know, don't get too comfortable. And that's where that spontaneous factor come in at, and keeping that thing spicy, you know, keep popping up. You might have a Chinese bang this day. Then you might tell him to pull up to the Grand Canyon next week. You done bought him a ticket. Tell him to pull up to the Grand Canyon. You know, we're going to have dinner on the Grand Canyon. You got to keep that spontaneous side going. You know, that daredevil, he don't know what's next. He don't know where he pulling up to. I had your dad to pull up to a cabin in the woods. We was at a tiny house. He paid for it, but we pulled up to that tiny house. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't know what was in store for him. He was like, you always doing something. I said, you know what, I sure do. And then before he had went in the house, I shot in the air. Fuck! And he was like, oh, yeah, you just, why? I said, uh-huh, and I put these handcuffs on. Now I just like, practice motivation, am I? But look, so that spontaneous fate is definitely key. You know, not getting too comfortable, standing up on yourself, making sure that you understand you very well have to never be too available, but at the same time have your own social life, you know, and have things going on where you don't need to be available. Like you can't be available because you got things going on. Knowing that when he met you, these were things that were already in the process. He's going to respect it. You know, you're going to respect what he has going on. You're not going to come in and try to regulate nobody's life. And I want to tell you that you come in and stop trying to change people. Ladies, you're not Superman. You're not God. You made in his image. If we were made in his image, then God bless by our names. Okay. But you're not here to change nobody. You're here to grow with that man. You're here to grow with that man. And you're here to be the change. And once you be the change, whatever you want a man to do, you just start doing it. Shut up. You don't even got to say, I just want you to do this. I just want you to do that. You want to push marriage on him. You want to push this on him. No. You came in with these certain goals and certain visions. Hey, if I get engaged, you know, I don't want to be married less than a year after I get engaged. You know, this is what you have already told him. If you see this is not coming to be, stand on it. Have your boundaries. You know, have your boundaries. Man ain't gonna play about you once he see you got your boundaries in place and you stand on what you say and you say what you mean and you mean what you say. He's not gonna play with you. Okay. Have your boundaries and have those things in place and make sure you're that woman that continues to be the change. You know, you don't got to beg him, come on, work out with me. He been gaining weight. Come on, work out with me. No, you just go get your membership, baby.
go get your membership and leave him to go work out and make it a consistent thing. He gonna see you working out. He gonna be like, hold up. She just working out without me. You know, it's gonna be men at the gym. Oh, let me tighten up. Cause I mean, I can't go work out with my girl. If I love her, I'm gonna go, you know, and I'm gonna come into her world. And that's how you know, man, really, really, he mess with you when he come into your world and he ready to compromise. And same thing with you when you ready to compromise and come into his world. You know, it's a liking there, possibly a love there. People come into your world. So don't focus on trying to change people. Grow with them. Be the change and they will move in the direction without you saying a word. All you got to do is stay consistent. And that's what I tell y'all, consistency is not about the other person. It's more about you. Positivity is not about the other person. It's about you, because a lot of people can't stay consistent long enough and be the change for somebody else to jump on the bandwagon and join them. Okay? Price is motivation. All right? So these are just some things that, a couple of things. I don't even know how many I went over, but I don't want to hold y'all too much longer. These are some things that I went over as far as the power of the ledge. These are some things that, you know, take into accountability, you know what I mean? The stroking the ego, the reciprocity, the helplessness, understanding that men do like to be used. They just don't want you to misuse. Don't dog them out, baby. You see he doing his best he can, and you sitting here trying to take him to the wrangle. You taking it to the wire now. To the wire, to the living, to the wild. Shout out to Ye. You know, you want to make sure you listen. You want to make sure, you know, pay attention to the details. Know what he like. Cater your approach. That's really a focal one. You know, and love yourself in a sense where you're full and you have something to give. Don't come to nobody empty. Don't come to nobody empty, because it ain't going to be fun. You ain't going to be able to operate in your feminine energy when you looking for love in all the wrong place and thinking this man is responsible for your happiness. He's not responsible for that. You got to be responsible for that. You got to give yourself the love. So I'm talking to the woman that understands that these are things that I've already been working on. You know, you come whole and you come happy. You know, you come fulfilled. This man is going to give the extra. He's going to put that extra oomph in it that you need. Without you having to say a word, because he see the energy that you're operating in. He see the love that you give yourself. He see how you treat yourself. So he wants to add on to that. He has no problem bringing your baby Capri Suns. Okay? I go eat with your daddy. Your daddy say, what you gonna get, baby girl? What she getting to go? Okay? And she ain't here. But he gonna think about her because he know it's a package deal and he don't mind. And he know the love that I have for my baby and that's displayed for my baby. So he gonna jump right in and he understand his role. Okay? And I'm gonna allow him to do that. Yeah, she gonna get the chicken tender kids meal with, we gonna do that. Price is motivation. You understand me? So yeah. The power of the lash, you know, flutter the lash and get the cash. That's an extension on it. We're going to talk about that too, because I got something wrote down and a whole bunch of stuff about that too. But it's real. A lot of people think that you got to be out here doing a lot of stuff. You don't have to be out here doing a lot of stuff. You got to operate in the right energy to get what you want. You know, you got to operate in the right energy to know the range of how far your power can go, because we are limitless. Lady, when I tell you we limitless, from the way you can talk to a man, from the way you look at a man, from the way you treat a man, from the way you listen to a man, you can get whatever you want, okay? You can have whatever you like. Hey, just on dick, John on eyes. Believe me, I'm telling you what I know. I ain't telling you what I heard, okay? Ooh, that water's so good. Price is motivation. That is the power of the lash. Understanding the feminine power within and how deep your power ranges, and understanding how to operate, okay? How to operate in that power at all times. Staying aware of what you possess as a woman, what you're capable of as a woman, and knowing that no matter what, you know, that doesn't change. You're still a woman. You're still a woman. And even if you're doing the most by force and you don't have that man in your life and you don't have that energy, that masculine energy around you that you need, you still got to be treating yourself the right way. You still got to be pampering yourself. You still got to be looking good so you can feel good, so you can keep operating in that energy, so you can attract that man. Okay? You don't always need nobody to go out to eat. You don't always need nobody to go take walks in the park. You don't always need nobody to do stuff. You got to give yourself that first. You got to love yourself first. If you don't love yourself and you're not pouring into yourself, you cannot love nobody properly. You cannot pour into nobody properly. Stop trying, because it's not going to work. That's the harsh reality. Love on you. Give you what you need. Fill your cup up. And then you're going to be so full when you go to this man. You're going to operate in the proper energy. Because that's what you have. That's who you are. It's a lifestyle. There's a non-negotiable about you operating this energy. It's a non-negotiable that it's in you. You're born with it. You're a helpmate. You ain't here to be doing all this crazy hard stuff. That's what he's here for. So it's in you. But knowing how to pull it out and knowing how to operate in it at all times, even when somebody on the outside and you're not giving them that type of pressure that you're going to give your man, you still have that in you. And I'm telling you, they know when it's in you. They know when you've been loving on yourself and you can openly give and you fool. Baby, they know. They know. They can spot you in the crowd. They can spot you. Well, why though? Price is motivation. All right. So we're going to flutter these lashes and we're going to understand the power of the lash more. And we'll work on that and we'll work on that, you know, and keep building on loving ourselves, the confidence, the self-esteem, you know, cutting down on the insecurities. I mean, it's always probably going to be a little something, somebody's insecure, but we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. We're going to understand it's all a process, and that no matter what you go through, no matter what type of ups and downs, you have that energy. And we're going to learn how to operate in that energy. It's in you. Because the power of the lash is real. Say it with me. The power of the lash is real. The power of the lash is real. The power of the lash is. You supposed to say it real. You better have been saying it real. All right. Price is motivation. I didn't have y'all, baby. I thank y'all for tuning in. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Y'all make sure y'all go into the 1186 Real Life Teaching Waterwheel, Piggly Wiggly Marino's Food Giant Food Outlet, Fresh Value, Winn-Dixie, soon to be all over the world. Y'all keep following the podcast. Y'all follow me on all platforms. Price is motivation everywhere. We're going to keep dropping, baby. Podcast going to be 4 years old on May the 30th. We might have a birthday party. I don't know. You know, stay tuned for that too. Thank y'all for listening. Peace.